几日前呢，就系喺22月嘅21号咧，我系从报纸啊《星岛日报》睇到咧，喺网上睇到咧有一段嘅网传嘅视频。
So a few days ago, on the 21st of February, I came across this video posted online by newspapers.
讲到咧，广州有一个做爸爸嘅咧，佢系出轨佢自己个仔嘅女朋友。
So a father in Guangzhou had an affair with his son's girlfriend.
咁个爸爸个妈妈带住个仔去捉奸咧。
The mother took her son to catch the adulteress.
个妈妈就用力去推压住呢个嘅个仔嘅女朋友啦。
The mother pushed very hard on her son's girlfriend.
个爸爸就系掌掴佢个太太啦。
And the father slapped the mother.
个仔咧就殴打佢爸爸啦。
The son started beating up his father.
个爸爸保护住个仔嘅女朋友。
And the father tried to protect his son's girlfriend.
即系。一个闹剧嘅吓，个即系俾即系当家嘅呢个视频疯狂嘅喺网上传啦。
So this footage went viral on the internet, and it seemed quite ridiculous.
街头混战啦，结果民即系派出所有民警去调解啦。
So in the end, the local police was sent to stop this street fight.
就系劝咗佢哋啦，停止啦。
To try to stop them.
后来咧就佢哋即系表示话。涉事者已经和解了。
And later on, they said, all those involved had reconciled.
一个家庭竟然发生这些这么荒唐的事情。
So we can see that, such a ridiculous thing happened in the family.
这个爸爸当然不能够逃避他的责任。
And the father surely cannot escape the responsibility.
因为更加离谱的，他已经有太太有仔那么大，我想都二零岁了，可能。竟然仲去搞呢啲嘅婚外情咧。
And what was even more outrageous was that he was married first and foremost, and his son might be in his 20s, and he was still messing about with somebody else.
而竟然對方係佢自己仔女朋友。
And not to mention that person was his son's girlfriend.
所以睇到人嘅罪同埋有時自私咧，令好多嘅家庭出現到唔同嘅問題。
So we can see that human sin and selfishness has caused disharmony in many families.
佢唔能够和睦嘅系相处。
And people are not able to live in harmony.
夫妻之间唔能够彼此相爱。
Husband and wife fail to love one another.
父母与仔女之间缺乏沟通，冇爱同埋尊重。
There's a lack of communication, love, and respect between parents and children.
怎样才能够有一个幸福的家庭呢？
So how can we have a happy family?
这个是很多人都想知道，和特别能够所渴慕得到的。
And this is something that we all want to know, and it's something that we all desire.
今天我会继续看上行之诗的系列。
Today we'll continue our series on the Songs of Ascents.
今天看诗篇的128篇。
And today we are focusing on Psalm 128.
128篇1至6节这样讲。
Psalm 128, verses 1 to 6.
凡敬畏耶和华、遵行他道的人，便为有福。看啊，敬畏耶和华的人必要这样蒙福。愿雅伟从锡安赐福给你，愿你一生一世看见耶路撒冷的好处，愿你看见你儿女的儿女，愿平安归于以色列。
Psalm 128. Blessed is everyone who fears Yahweh, who walks in his ways. You shall eat the fruit of the labor of your hands. You shall be blessed, and it shall be well with you. Your wife will be like a fruitful vine within your house.Your children will be like olive shoots around your table. Behold, thus shall the man be blessed who fears Yahweh. Yahweh bless you from Zion. May you see the prosperity of Jerusalem all the days of your life. May you see your children's children. Peace be upon Israel.
诗篇128篇呢，是一首智慧的诗。
Psalm 128 is a wisdom psalm.
属于上行之诗，即是上圣殿朝圣的诗歌。
So it's one of the songs, It belongs to the group of psalms that's known as the Songs of Ascents, and they are sung by people when they go on their pilgrimage to the Holy Temple in Jerusalem.
它是供百姓在每年的三大节期，就是逾越节、五旬节和住棚节，他们离开自己的家。
So it's actually sung by people as they leave their homes and go to attend the three major pilgrim festivals, which are the three festivals, which are the Passover, the Feast of Weeks, and also the Feast of Tabernacles.
他们是前往耶路撒冷朝圣的路上唱的。
And they sing this on their way to Jerusalem.
为的是使到朝圣者将他们心思专注在神为他们所做的事上。
And the purpose is to keep the pilgrims' minds focused on what God has done for them.
这首诗呢是教导幸福家庭怎样得到的途径的生活的途径。
And this psalm teaches us the way to a happy family life.
让远离家室来到耶路撒冷城朝圣的人学习。
And it's something for those who travel away from home and come to Jerusalem as a pilgrim to learn.
这首诗呢就是启示到神建造的道路。
Sorry, Mike keep having this. Is it your mic or mine? I think we can't touch the. Yeah, it's in one model. Sorry. Whose mic? Is it mine or his? Okay, sorry.
这一篇的诗启示神建造的道路。
So this psalm reveals to us God's way of building up.
从建造敬虔的人开始，是一至二节。
From verses 1 to 2, it talks about building up godly people.
到建造蒙福的家室，三至四节。
And then in verses 3 to 4, building up a blessed home.
最后是建造平安的国度，是五至六节。
And finally, in verses 5 to 6, building a peaceful kingdom.
他儿女不但有第二代，还有第三代。
And not only will there be children in the second generation, there will also be the third generation.
将这样的见证世世代代的传承下去。
And in this way, to pass on the testimony from generation to generation.
从上而来的平安是归于神的国度。
And the peace from above comes upon the kingdom of God.
其实刚过了六历新年，中国人都喜欢互相的去祝福。
Lunar New Year just passed, and Chinese people like to wish one another blessings.
例如祝福你心想事成啦。
For example, may all your wish come true.
好多人都喜欢从世俗的角度，根据你的财富啊、地位啊、享乐来看待祝福和成功。
And many people view blessings from a worldly point of view, usually in terms of wealth, status, and enjoyment.
我们要明白呢，人生最大的祝福其实与物质拥有几多是无关。
But we must understand, the greatest blessings in life have nothing to do with material possessions.
有些有钱的人都好开心，觉得很不开心。
Many rich people actually lead a pitiful life, they are unhappy.
而在于精神上同埋我哋属灵嘅事物。
True blessings are rather to do with spiritual things。
包括与神建立亲密嘅关系啊，一个充满爱嘅家庭。
Including building a close relationship with God and have a loving family。
以及有价值、有意义嘅人生。
And to lead a fulfilling and meaningful life。
几乎所有嘅人都希望自己个人或者自己嘅家庭能够过得幸福。
Almost everyone hopes that they themselves or their family may live a happy life.
但是往往事与愿违，很难实现。
But oftentimes it's hard to fulfill.
因为个人的力量实在很有限。
Because left to ourselves, our strength is limited.
世界上很多的事，很多事发生不是自己可以控制。
And many things that take place, many things that happen are beyond our control.
诗篇128篇一节就表明了什么是幸福的根源。
In Psalm 128 verse 1, it shows us the source of happiness.
这首诗分为两段。
So this psalm is divided into two parts.
首先是第一就是敬畏耶和华的人所蒙的福分，在一至二节那里。
The first part talks about the blessings for those who fear Yahweh, which are in verses 1 and 2.
第二，其余的部分就是家庭和教会所蒙的祝福。
And the second part talks about the blessings to the family and the church.
敬畏同埋信靠神嘅人必蒙祝福。
Those who fear and trust God will surely be blessed.
或者佢在世嘅时候一时间未必能够成就。
Maybe for a while, when they are still on this earth, it seems like they may not be able to attain to this.
但喺永恒嘅国度里边，佢必定系真正嘅得胜者，得到神嘅赏赐。
But in the eternal kingdom of God, they will definitely be true overcomers and they will receive rewards from God.
在圣经中呢，神是赐给敬畏他的人很多宝贵的应许。
In the Bible, God gives plenty precious promises to those who fear him.
例如在诗篇34篇9节讲到，敬畏的神，敬畏神的人一无所缺。
For example, in Psalm 34 verse 9, it says, those who fear him have no lack.
另外箴言十四章讲到，敬畏神佢嘅儿女也有避难所。
In Proverbs chapter 14 verse 26, in the fear of Yahweh one has strong confidence, and his children will have a refuge.
嗱，敬畏神嘅人必然得到属天嘅祝福。
Those who fear God will receive heavenly blessings.
也会影响到周围嘅人、社会，甚至整个嘅国家。
And that will in turn impact on people around them, the society, and even the entire country.
当约翰卫斯理开始传道的时候，当时的社会人的道德是腐败。
When John Wesley began to preach, people in the society or people in general were morally corrupt and quite deep in sin.
充满了罪恶。
And very deep in sin.
因为他一个人的传道就有千千万万的人去悔改归主。
And his preaching alone caused thousands of people to repent and believe in the Lord.
因为很多的人呢，肯从自己本身的问题开始转变去敬畏神。
Because many people were willing to face up to their own problems and to be transformed and learn to fear God.
不久呢，冇几耐之后呢，全国又大大的改变复兴佢哋。
Before long, the whole country was greatly transformed and revived.
所以这个福是实在的，可以经历到，是感觉到的。
So this blessing is real, and it's something that you can experience and feel.
福 blessed, 这个字可以翻译为快乐。
So the word blessed, can actually be translated as happy.
中文很有意思，敬畏就是，意思就是尊敬和畏惧。
In Chinese, it's especially meaningful because the word to fear or awe, yeah, it's got two senses. It means respect and fear.
原文的意思就是惧怕啦。
So the original just means fear.
其实惧怕很多时候呢是恐惧，有恐惧不安的，什么意思啊？
And fear in many cases brings panic and insecurity.
比如你害怕，你怕受到惩罚，你不敢去犯错。
For example, you are fearful of making mistakes. You are fearful of being punished.
但是而对于神呢，我们应该有的情感是尊敬加上惧怕。
But in relating to God, the right kind of feeling we should have towards God, should be that of respect plus fear.
是出于对神的热爱和尊敬。
Should be out of love and respect for God.
真正的爱呢，里面还是有惧怕的成分的。
True love still has an element of fear in it.
但是这种的惧怕是好像仔女儿子的惧怕。
But this is the kind of fear like a son has towards his father.
他怕他爸爸不喜欢，不喜欢。
It's the kind of fear that, yeah, he fears that his father will be displeased with him.
就好像当你深爱一个人，你不想做任何的事令到他伤心难过的事情。
It's like when you love somebody deeply, you don't want to do anything that will make that person sad.
你怕令到他受到伤害。
You don't want to hurt them.
怕神的人凡事都不敢随随便便，不敢放纵。
People who fear God dare not act rashly or indulge themselves.
因为尊敬神，所以仰慕。渴慕同神亲近，渴慕能够讨神喜悦。
Out of respect for God, we honor, we admire and desire to be close to God and desire to please God.
嗱，如果当我哋喺生活中犯咗错，而自己嘅父母唔系一味嘅责罚，而系更深嘅爱我哋，俾我哋机会。
When we make mistakes in life, if our parents not only do not punish us severely, but give us opportunity.
嗱，引导同埋帮助我哋去反省、去纠正、改正过嚟。
And to guide us and to help us to come to our senses, to reflect on our wrongs.
嗱，咁我哋
，sorry。
咁我哋呢个变得唔愿意让嗰啲爱我哋嘅人，好似我哋父母啊，佢哋伤心难过。
Then we will also be unwilling to do things that would cause them to be disappointed or sad.
亦都唔愿意去做嗰啲令爱我哋人所唔中意我哋。睇见我哋做到嘅事情
，and we also avoid doing those things that would that are displeasing to those who love us。
咁样敬畏同埋顺服就由此而生出嚟。
That's how we develop reverence and obedience。
我记得约瑟嘅旧约喺创世记噶，约瑟嘅例子嘛，约瑟有敬畏神嘅人。
Do you recall the example of Joseph from the Old Testament? Joseph was a man who feared God。
因着佢对神嘅敬畏。佢喺诱惑面前保持自己嘅纯洁。
Because of his fear of God, he maintained his purity in the face of temptation.
面对佢主人波提佛嘅妻子嘅诱惑，要同佢一齐瞓啦。
Facing the temptation of his master's Potiphar's wife, who wanted to sleep with him.
佢话：我怎能作这大恶得罪神呢
？He said, "How could I do this great evil and sin against God?"
咁佢就走逃离走开咗啦。
And he ran away from the temptation.
嗱，点样知道我哋系咪一个敬畏神嘅人呢
？How do we know if we are someone who fears God？
就系睇我哋有冇遵行佢嘅说话。
It's to see whether we have been obeying His word.
嗱，敬畏耶和遵行佢嘅道嘅人，变为有福啊！第一节咧。
In verse 1 it says。Blessed is everyone who fears Yahweh, who walks in His ways.
嗱，呢种快乐系源于敬畏同埋信服神。
This joy comes from fearing and obeying God.
其实当人放纵自己咧，而得嚟嘅快乐其实系虚假同埋短暂嘅。
The happiness that people have when they indulge themselves is not true happiness. It is short-lived.
结果会带嚟长久嘅痛苦。
And it results in long-lasting pain.
例如，当人放纵自己嘅情欲，可能系能够得到短暂嘅刺激。
For example, indulging in physical lust may provide temporary satisfaction.
却破坏咗自己嘅婚姻同埋家庭。
And yet, it actually brings harm to your marriage and your family.
人如果有啲坏习惯，好似你好豪赌啊，赌博啊。或者是醉酒啊。
Or if you have some kind of bad habits, such as gambling or drunkenness.
当你在豪赌同埋或者疯狂饮酒的时候。
When you're gambling or drinking crazily without self-control.
可能当时一时间好 high 啊，好似好开心好享受。
You may achieve some kind of high, you may feel the so-called enjoyment.
结果呢后果可能是你一时就欠下巨债。你发酒疯，做一啲你唔会平时唔会做嘅伤害人嘅嘢。
But the consequences might be incurring huge debts or just behaving wildly under the effect of alcohol, doing things that you would not normally do.
只会害己害人。
And the result is bringing harm to yourself and to others.
人真正嘅快乐乃系从敬畏神而嚟。
Our true happiness comes from fearing God.
真正嘅快乐乃系从走喺神嘅路上而有嘅。
True happiness comes from walking in the path of the Lord.
当你敬畏耶和行喺佢道上，嗰种嘅喜乐先至系真实同埋长远嘅。
And when you fear Yahweh and walk in His ways, that joy is real and is lasting.
所以敬虔就系与神有一个关系系正确啦，同埋信服就系遵行神嘅说话嘅人系有福。
So blessed are those who fear God and who obey His word. Those who fear God are those who have a right relationship with God, and those who obey Him are those who actually implement His word.
跟住落嚟，我讲下喺有啲咩福气咧。
So, in the remainder of our time, we're going to look at what kind of blessing we're talking about here.
第一点喺第二节嗰度，佢话讲明能够吃自己努力嘅果实，呢个就系一种嘅福气。
The first point, which is found in verse 2, is to be able to eat the fruits of the labor of your hands. This is blessing.
如果我哋将呢一节同系诗篇127篇嘅，即系上一篇嘅第二节咧，嚟互相比较下。
If we compare this verse with the previous psalm in Psalm 127, verse 2.
这个以前我哋睇过噶啦，佢第二节一二七第二节佢话：你们清晨早起，夜晚安歇，吃劳碌得来的饭，本是枉然。
127 verse 2. It is in vain that you rise up early and go late to rest, eating the bread of anxious toil.
同我哋128篇嘅第二节，你睇唔到都有咩差别啊？大家都系劳碌系嘛
？Can you spot any difference between these two verses? Both talk about toil.
同样系劳碌，点解前一篇嘅系枉然，系嘥气啊？即系白费嘅。呢一篇却系一个享福咧。
Both talks about toiling, this toil, but how come just a chapter earlier, the result is that it's in vain, and yet in this chapter, it talks about blessing.
呢度话你要享福，凡事顺利嘛，你吃啊啊。
Because here it says like, you're going to enjoy and eat the fruits of the labor of your hands, and everything is going to prosper.
好多人好劳碌，但系唔能够享受个成果。
Many people toil, they work hard, but they cannot enjoy the results.
甚至捱到身体都出晒毛病。
And they work so hard that they started suffering from all kinds of physical issues, health issues.
夜晚瞓又瞓得唔好啊，瞓唔着啊。
They can't sleep well at night.
或者一个人孤零零嘅单独嘅去吃喝啦，唔能够同其他人共享。
Or they'd rather be by themselves, to eat and drink, or just being alone and away from others, not able to share with others.
生活是觉得好生活得好忧心同好苦闷。
And yeah, their life is filled with anxiety and depression.
两者嘅差异咧，就系在于有冇敬畏神。
So the difference between the two lies in whether you fear God.
当我们劳碌的时候，我们跟神是有怎样的关系呢？
As we toil, what is our relationship with God like?
如果我们靠自己的力量去劳碌，是没有跟从神的话语来行事，我们做什么都是枉然的。
If we only toil and labor with our own strength, and we actually do not follow God's instructions, then whatever we do will end up in vain.
因为神没有参与在当中，亦都神没有祝福我们。
Because God was not involved, He was not participating in it, and He could not bless us.
如果我们在跟从真理的原则来工作，不走神不喜悦的道路，我们就能够享受劳碌而得的快乐。
But if on the other hand, we actually follow the principle in God's truth,and we also are determined not to go on ways that are displeasing to God, then we will surely enjoy the fruits of our labor.
义人的勤劳是得到祝福，辛劳的工人得以享受自己劳动的成果。
The diligence of the righteous is blessed, and the worker who is hardworking enjoys the fruits of his labor.
圣经并没有认可懒惰，而是处处宣讲劳动的尊严。
The Bible does not approve of idleness, laziness, but everywhere it preaches the dignity of labor.
第二点就是讲建造蒙福的家庭，在第三和第四节。
The second point, in verses 3 to 4, it talks about building a blessed family.
第三节这么讲，他说，你妻子在你的内室，好像多结果子的葡萄树，你儿女环绕你的桌子，好像橄榄栽子。看啊，敬畏耶和的人必要这样蒙福。
Verse 3, Your wife will be like a fruitful vine within your house. Your children will be like olive shoots around your table. Behold, thus shall the man be blessed who fears Yahweh.
第三节讲明妻子同埋儿女嘅多产兴盛，象征家庭嘅幸福。
Verse 3 talks about the fruitfulness and prosperity of one's wife and children, and it symbolizes a happy family.
家庭系神俾我哋嘅祝福。
Family is a gift from God.
文学家爱默生佢俾家落咗咁嘅定义。
Emerson has given such a definition of what a home, what a family is supposed to be like.
佢话家系父亲嘅国度，系母亲嘅世界，系儿女嘅乐园。
Home is the father's kingdom, the mother's world, and the children's paradise.
嗱，一个幸福嘅家，乃系神嘅祝福，亦都系得到神嘅荣耀，系神嘅荣耀。
Happy family is a blessing from God.And it's also the glory of God.
英国的诗人威廉华兹华斯，他将家庭和天堂连在一起。
The English poet William Wordsworth talks about family in relation to heaven.
他说敬畏神的人将天堂带到家庭。
He once said, God-fearing people bring heaven into their homes.
所以敬畏神是一切真幸福的基础。
The fear of God is the foundation of all true happiness.
内室呢是最亲密的地方，即是代表呢，如果我们用神的真理来经营夫妻和亲子的关系，一定会带来美好的关系。
The inner room, as we know, is the most intimate place, which means when we use God's truth in managingthe relationship between husband and wife and parents and children, it will definitely lead to beautiful relationships.
葡萄树呢，也代表丰盛和喜乐。
And a grapevine can actually represents abundance and joy.
一棵葡萄树能够结出好多无数的分枝。
And a grapevine can produce numerous branches.
每枝都能够结出好多葡萄。
And each branch then produces many grapes.
意思就是说，妻子的生命也可以喂养他人，成为家庭的祝福。
In other words, the wife is one that's able to feed and nourish others and becomes is a blessing to the family.
葡萄树多结果子，不但伸延到生儿育女。
A vine that produces much fruit refers not only to the birth of children,
也都伸延到妻子带给这个家庭的幸福每一个的贡献。
But also refers to every contribution a wife makes to the happiness of the family.
箴言十八章廿二节咁讲。
In Proverbs 18:22, it says,
佢话得着贤妻的是得着好处，也是蒙了雅惠的恩惠。
He who finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor from Yahweh.
箴言三十一篇第十至到十二节咁讲。
In Proverbs chapter 31, verses 10 to 12.
才德的妇人谁能得着呢？她的价值远胜过珍珠。她丈夫心里倚靠她，必不缺少利益。她一生使丈夫有益无损。
Proverbs 31:10-12. An excellent wife who can find? She is far more precious than jewels. The heart of her husband trusts in her.And he will have no lack of gain. She does him good and not harm all the days of her life.
翻嚟今日嘅第三节啦。
Now back to verse 3 of today's psalm.
佢话儿女好像橄榄嘅枝子啦，再者嘅枝子。
It talks about your children will be like olive shoots.
就好似十分茂盛嘅橄榄嘅幼嫩嘅枝或者系嫩芽啦。
It's like a lush olive twig or bud.
这个代表生命力和盼望。
Which represents vitality and hope.
诗人引用橄榄树生长的特征呢。
And the psalmist is actually making reference to the characteristics of the growth of an olive tree.
表示蒙神祝福的人会有很多的后裔。
To indicate that those blessed by God will have many descendants.
子孙有强大的生命力。
And their descendants will have tremendous vitality.
兒女同我哋同埋一張台嚟食飯咧，表示咧同我哋有好嘅關係啦。
And the picture of children eating and gathering around the table means you have really good relationship with one another.
因為我哋係按住真理嚟教養佢哋，同埋同佢哋交流互動。
Because we are teaching them, nurturing them, and communicating with them according to the truth.
除此之外呢，葡萄树的果实可以制造葡萄酒呢？
Besides, the fruits of the vine can be used for making wine.
酒是能够令人开怀快乐的。
And wine makes one happy.
橄榄树可以做橄榄油啦。
Olive tree can produce olive oil.
诗篇104篇15节咁讲。
Psalm 104 verse 15。
又有酒使人欢喜，有油使人容光焕发，有粮加添人的心灵。
And wine to gladden the heart of man, oil to make his face shine, and bread to strengthen man's heart.
葡萄树同橄榄树两种嘅树木都系充满咗祝福嘅植物。
Both the vine and olive trees are plants that are full of blessings.
酒同埋油使到家室喜乐光辉。
Oil and wine make the home joyful and glorious.
光彩而且多产。
And it's productive.
这个是神对我们的应许和祝福。
This is God's promise and blessing to us.
油在圣经也代表圣灵。
Oil in the Bible also represents the Holy Spirit.
表明信徒的生命成长之后才能够有生命的流露，才能够显出酒和油的功用。
It's indicating that only when a believer's life matures, can life overflow from within. And only then will the functions of wine and oil be seen.
现今的世界呢，夫妻之间呢，父母与子女之间的关系，能够和谐相处的情况例子是越来越不容易，越来越少。
In today's society, it is increasingly difficult for husbands and wives, parents and children to live in harmony.
原因是没有遵行神的道路和敬畏神。
The reason is that people fail to follow God's ways and they fail to fear God.
所以没有神的参与和祝福呢?
So there is no God's involvement and of course there will not be God's blessing.
有些父母只是很看重他子女的学业成绩。
Some parents value only their children's academic performance.
看重供应他们物质的需要。
They only care about providing for their material needs.
却忽略了对他们灵性和德育的栽培。
And they neglect to nurture their spiritual and moral well-being.
意识到不少的小朋友长大之后，对很多的事情都觉得是理所当然。
As a result, many people actually grew up to be very ungrateful. They take things for granted.
他们不懂得感恩，有很强的自我中心的想法。
And they are filled with self-centered ideas.
觉得个人都欠了，全世界都欠了他。
They almost feel that the whole world owes them something.
家人缺乏沟通和互相了解。
There's also a lack of communication and mutual understanding between family members.
做父母的需要神帮助我们能够有智慧教养孩童走当行的路。
As parents, we really need wisdom from God to know how to teach and nourish our children so that they may walk on the right path.
做儿女的需要神帮助他们有一颗受教的心，他们不会愚顽心硬。
And as children, they need God's help for them to have a teachable heart and not be stubborn and not harden their hearts.
愿意回应神同埋父母对佢哋爱同埋引导。
To be willing to respond to God and to the parents for their love and guidance.
其实我哋好感谢天父啦，喺我哋一对仔女生命里边嘅工作。
We really thank our Heavenly Father for His work in our children, our son and daughter.
引导他们先后委身起成为主的门徒和神的儿女。
God led them to become a disciple of Jesus and to be God's children, one followed by the other.
走上这个蒙福的道路。
And they both embarked on this path of blessing.
记得我和 Linda 结婚的时候呢，我们当时就选了的婚礼那个主题的经文就在约书亚记的24章15节。 讲到话，主我和我的家，我们必定侍奉耶和
华。I still recall when Linda and I got married, we chose as our wedding theme the verse from Joshua chapter 24, verse 15, the second half, and it says, "But as for me and my house, we will serve Yahweh."
咁谂唔到十几年后，神带领我哋夫妻两个人进入咗全时间嘅服侍神。
And little did we know, after a decade or so, actually God led us as husband and wife to enter into full-time ministry.
我女啊 Grace， 佢大学毕业之后咧，亦都系俾神带领，同样俾神带领参加全时间嘅服侍神嘅行列。
And my daughter Grace, upon her graduation from university, also was led to enter full-time ministry.
重要嘅系神喺我哋一对嘅仔女生命里边工作。
The most important thing is that God was at work in the lives of our children.
一家人如果能够有相同嘅属灵嘅方向同埋价值观，就可以深入嘅沟通。
When a family, they all share the same spiritual direction and values, they can have deep communication.
有困难嘅时候，可以一起去祷告，求神去参与帮助。
When we face difficulties, we can pray together to ask God to guide us, to help us.
更能一起经历神嘅同在同埋佢嘅爱。
And together we can experience God's presence and His love.
前年五月嘅时候咧，当 Linda 师母喺医院病危嘅时候
，In May the year before, so 2 years ago, when Linda was ill in the hospital, was critical.
Grace 牧师时时一几乎每日啦，除咗星期日啦，一早嚟到病房啊，医院病房等候见主诊医生，询问妈咪嘅病情。
Pastor Grace would often, well, almost every day except for Sunday, arrives early at the hospital to wait to see the consultant to inquire about her mom's condition.
关心同照顾佢啦。
To show concern and to care for mom.
我哋嘅细仔 Stephen 咧，佢当佢听到妈咪嘅情况，佢就立刻买机票从香港系飞嚟英国唔够24小时内就到啦。
And for our son Stephen, when he heard of mom's critical condition, he, without hesitation, bought a plane ticket and was able to fly from Hong Kong to the UK within 24 hours.
因为当时仲系受到新冠肺炎疫情嘅即系限制喺香港起咪咯，佢翻到香港嘅时候，佢仲要隔离两个礼拜嘅。
And actually at the time, we were still under the COVID-19 restrictions. So after he returned to Hong Kong, he had to quarantine for 2 weeks.
加埋佢喺度十日都成差唔多3个几礼拜，可能攞晒一年嘅假期。
And plus the 10 days or so here, that means is over almost 3 weeks time, is like using up his annual leave.
但佢都唔在所不惜，佢都唔介意呢啲嘢。
But he didn't mind.
嗱，呢啲行動同埋佢哋心意，其實好觸動鼓勵我哋嘅。
Actually, these actions and thoughts deeply touch our hearts.
感謝天父嘅慈愛同埋信實啦嚇，佢成全咗佢對自己兒女嘅應許。
So we are thankful to our Heavenly Father for His love and faithfulness. He has fulfilled His promises to His children.
只要我哋係敬畏同神同埋遵行佢道嘅人，佢會祝福幫助我哋嘅家庭。
As long as we fear Him and obey His ways, He will bless our families. He will help our families.
咁神好怜悯啊，俾 Linda 能够渡过呢一个难关，可以坐翻喺度。
So God has been merciful. He has helped Linda through this ordeal, and she's still sitting here in our midst.
嗱，呢一篇两次提到敬畏耶和华喺第一、第四节啦。
In this psalm, it mentions twice about fearing Yahweh. That's in verse 1 and 4.
两次嘅福亦都系紧随住敬畏神而嚟嘅。
And the two blessings also follow closely about after the mention of fearing Yahweh.
敬畏神，你系必须遵行佢嘅道。
To fear God, we must obey His ways.
箴言教导我哋点样去遵行佢嘅道。
And the book of Proverbs teaches how we are to obey His ways.
讲到敬畏耶和华系智慧嘅开端啦。
It talks about the fear of Yahweh being the beginning of wisdom.
如果我哋唔知道点样治理自己嘅家，我哋就应当好好嘅研究研究箴言。
If we don't know how to manage our homes, we should study Proverbs.
从其中得到治理家庭嘅智慧。
And to gain wisdom from it on how to manage our homes.
嗱，儿女系未来嘅盼望同埋应许。
Children is our future hope and promise.
佢哋会喺适当嘅时候延续佢哋父母开始嘅工作。
And at a suitable time, they will continue on the work that their parents have started.
其实讲到呢度咧，其实我哋喺国内翻香港嘅时候咧，本来我女系去延续我哋嘅工作嘅。
Okay, so actually, maybe I'll share something. When we had to move back to Hong Kong from mainland China, our daughter was at first sent to China to continue on the work there.
但神諗起有佢心意啊，將佢派咗嚟英國啦。
But God has His higher will, and then in the end, He sends her and her husband to the UK.
所以睇見神嘅有時嘅計劃係好奇妙嘅。
So you can see how amazing it is in God's way and His plans.
佢嘅旨意，佢嘅安排係其實睇翻轉頭係神有佢嘅智慧嘅。
And as you look back, you see God's wisdom in all His plans and His ways.
如果要描绘得神赐福嘅人，
So when you talk about a person blessed by God,
咁好多人都谂住啊，有名有利啊，你收入好丰富啊，好嘅享受啊，好多嘅财产啊，好高嘅地位啊，等等。
So what kind of blessings come to your mind? Oftentimes we think of people having fame and a good fortune and also having a lot of possessions and a good status.
当然这些固然吸引啦，而且好简单啦，但并不是正确的。
Although these things are all attractive and seem very simple, but these are wrong.
因为我们会发现呢，具备那些条件的人呢，往往时常是那些不敬畏神的人。
Because we soon realize, usually people with these things, these so-called blessings, are those people who do not fear God.
可能佢用佢自己嘅手段啊，累积佢嘅财富啊。
Maybe they get their possessions from ungodly means.
所以最好嘅蒙福见证系有神同在嘅家。
So the best testimony of a blessed home is a home that's filled with God's presence.
再冇比一个和谐快乐嘅家庭能够更荣耀神嘅名啦。
There's nothing else that could glorify God more than seeing a family that's filled with unity and happiness from God.
所以在当中，作为父母嘅，你哋系身负重任啊。
So all the parents in our midst, you have a huge responsibility on your shoulders.
你能唔能够成为你嘅仔女嘅榜样，引导佢哋认识神同埋敬畏神呢？
Can you be a good example for your children to guide them to know God and fear God?
第三点，建造平安嘅国度，第五、第六节。
In verses 5-6, to build a kingdom of peace.
第五节咁讲，佢话：愿雅伟从锡安赐福给你，愿你一生一世看见耶路撒冷的好处，愿你看见你儿女的儿女，愿平安归于以色列。
Verse 5.Yahweh bless you from Zion. May you see the prosperity of Jerusalem all the days of your life. May you see your children's children. Peace be upon Israel.
诗人在这两节有四个的愿望。第一就是Yahweh从锡安赐福。
The psalmist has four wishes in these two verses. The first one, Yahweh's blessing from Zion.
第二，一生一世看见耶路撒冷的好处。
Second, to see the prosperity of Jerusalem all the days of his life.
第三，看见你儿女的儿女。
And the third, to see the children's children.
第四，平安归于以色列。
Fourth, peace be upon Israel.
五至六节这里讲到，这福气包括看见耶路撒冷的昌盛，人的长寿，是足以看见自己的孙儿。
So in verses 5-6, it talks about what these blessings entail. It talks about seeing Jerusalem prosper, and it talks about longevity, and living long enough to see his own grandchildren.
然后呢，诗人又为国民去祈求平安啦。
And then the psalmist goes on to pray for peace for the people.
其实在旧约，摩西的律法之下呢， 人得到嘅祝福咧，乃系主要喺物质嘅赏赐。
Actually, under the law of Moses in the Old Testament, the blessings people received were material rewards.
例如神祝福你嘅时候，你田产丰富啊，仔女众多啊，你有长寿等等。
For example, when God blesses you, you have great harvest, you have many children and long life.
但喺新约之下咧，神嘅祝福主要系属灵方面嘅。
But in the New Testament, God's blessings is mainly spiritual.
例如喺八福里边，我哋睇到嗱，心灵贫乏啊、哀恸啊、温柔啊、饥渴无义、为受逼迫嘅人啊等等啦，啊有福喎。
So, for example, in the Beatitudes, we read that blessed are the poor in spirit, those who mourn, those that are meek, those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, and those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake.
嗱，呢啲生命嘅质素唔系一般人睇为有福噶。
These kind of life qualities are not what most people see as blessings.
但是作为被新造的人，我们的价值观被改变了，被颠倒过来了。
But as new creatures in Christ, our values have been changed. Our values are totally turned upside down, so to speak.
我们已经在基督里蒙神祝福。
We have been blessed in Christ by God.
以弗所书一章三节。嗰度咁讲到，佢话
：In Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3 it says，
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督嘅父神，他在基督里曾赐给我们天各样天上属灵嘅福气。
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places。
因此人离开咗基督就得唔到真正嘅祝福。
That is why。Apart from Christ, we will not receive true blessing.
第五节讲到锡安，锡安啦，锡安系神嘅圣山，系神嘅居所。
In verse 5, it mentions about Zion. Mount Zion is God's holy mountain, and the dwelling place of God.
因为圣殿建立喺锡安山上边。
Because the temple was built on Mount Zion.
所以锡安同埋耶路撒冷可以代表教会啦。
So Zion and Jerusalem represent the church.
第六节以色列咧，亦都系代表神嘅国度。
In verse 6, Israel represents the kingdom of God.
喺旧约，神拣选佢嘅子民以色列人啦。
In the Old Testament, God chose His people, Israel.
喺新约就系基督徒啦，即系真嘅以色列人，即系教会。
And in the New Testament, it refers to the true Israelites, that refers to the Christians, the church.
喺锡安同埋耶路撒冷。都是代表神的同在和人侍奉神的所在。
So Zion and Jerusalem both represent the presence of God, the place where people gather and serve God.
換句話說，也是預表今天的教會。
So it actually represents the church today.
所以神要將平安帶入教會。
So it's saying that God longs to bring peace to or upon the church.
在世界的角度里面，我们知道不同的国家因为本身的利益会时常发生冲突甚至战争。
In the kingdoms of this world, we know conflicts and wars happen between different countries due to self-interest.
愿我们一起经历神赐给教会的平安。
May we experience the peace of God given to the church.
大家能够和睦的相处。
That we may live in unity.
就好像我上次讲诗篇133篇嘅讲到啊，大家和睦嘅共处啊。
Just like the previous sermon on Psalm 133, when we talk about brothers dwelling in unity.
正如锡安系以色列人祝福嘅所在，教会嘅兴旺亦都与我哋蒙福系紧密嘅相关。
Just as Zion was a place of blessing for the Israelites, the church, the prosperity of the church is closely related to our blessing.
你哋。是不是尽你所能去服侍教会，带进教会的兴旺呢？
Are you serving the church to the best of your ability to help build up the church, to help the church prosper?
一个敬畏神的人，他的信仰会传承下去。
A God-fearing person, his faith will be passed down,
影响到他的后代。
And will impact on his descendants.
第六节讲到，愿你看见你儿女的儿女。
In verse 6, it talks about, may you see your children's children.
这个非常大的祝福。
This is such a huge blessing.
这个就是不但你要看到第二代，你还要看到第三代。
Because not only will you see the second generation, you're going to see the third generation.
不僅僅講到你係長壽，而且講到你嘅屬靈嘅傳承，包括係肉身同埋屬靈嘅仔女。
It's not only talking about your longevity, but your spiritual heritage, talking about your physical and spiritual children.
你的子孫後代都蒙神祝福，你要睇見神嘅見證一路嘅繼續落去。
Your descendants will be blessed by God, and you'll see God's testimony carrying on through generations.
出埃及記嘅二十章第六節咁講，佢話。爱我和遵守我诫命的，我必向他施慈爱，直到千代。
In Exodus chapter 20 verse 6, it talks about, it says, "But showing steadfast love to thousands of those who love me and keep my commandments."
嗱，呢个系宝贵嘅应许，就系神要向爱佢同埋遵守佢诫命嘅人，向佢哋施慈爱，直到千代。
This is a precious promise. God is going to show his steadfast love to those who fear him, who keeps his commandments, and is to thousands of generations.
对于那些没有家庭或者还是单身，或者是没有肉身的仔女的弟兄姊妹。
Now, to those who do not have your own family, physically speaking, like you might not have your own children.
正如我之前讲过，在新约之下，神的祝福主要是属灵的福气。
As I mentioned earlier, under the New Testament, God's blessings are mainly primarily spiritual blessings.
我们能够一同是建立属灵的家庭。
Together, we can build up our spiritual family.
就是教会啦。
That is the church.
生养建立属灵的儿女。
To give birth to spiritual children and to build them up.
主耶稣说，凡遵行我天父旨意的人，就是我的兄弟姊妹和母亲。
Jesus said, "Who are my brothers, my sisters, my mother? They are those who do the will of my heavenly Father."
在马太福音十二章五十节嗰度咧。
In Matthew chapter 12 verse 50.
所以如果你睇到教会得着建造，兴旺起嚟，满有平安。
So if you can see the church being built up, starting to prosper and filled with peace.
如果你想咁嘅话咧，你就唔能够企喺旁边度袖手旁观，你需要企出嚟，大家同心一同地去建造。
If this is what you want to see, then you can no longer just stand by and watch. You must take a stand and you have to work with others to build up the church together.
嗱，有属灵儿女嘅儿女。
And to start having spiritual children.
当你用信心服侍神，你睇到属灵嘅祝福，往往比肉身嘅祝福更加丰盛、更平安同埋持久。
When you serve God by in faith, you will start seeing that spiritual blessings are indeed so much more abundant than physical blessings. They are more long-lasting and it's true peace.
神会帮助你嘅家庭将平安归于以色列，归于所有嘅人。
And God will help your family to bring peace upon Israel, to bring peace upon everyone.
之前我分享到我同 Linda 师母喺两个几月前啦，十二月嗰喺香港嘅时候。
I shared with you before about 2 months ago, back in December, when Linda and I visited Hong Kong.
我有机会探望喺香港同埋国内教会嘅弟兄姊妹同埋同工。
We had the opportunity to visit not only Hong Kong, but also our churches and brothers and sisters in mainland China.
当中有些同工，特别年轻的同工，是我们以前在服侍的时候牧养过。
And some of them were actually young co-workers that are serving in the churches that we used to serve in.
或者给过他们委身训练，或者跟他们施洗。
Or we actually gave them the commitment training or even baptized them.
也都有Elvin 牧师和 Grace 牧师带领过的肢体。
And there were those who were actually under the care of Pastor Albert and Pastor Grace.
大家几年没见了，但很开心的能够分享和交流。
Even though we hadn't seen each other for a couple of years at least, we had such a happy time of sharing and fellowship.
当看到他们在教会仍然是热心的服侍，生命是成长的时候，确实给我们很大的安慰和鼓励。
And when we saw how they are still being on fire and serving God in the church and how their spiritual lives have grown, that brought us great joy and encouragement and comfort.
相反，如果有个别嘅肢体或属灵生命系软弱跌倒嘅时候，都会令我哋好伤痛。
But on the other hand, if there are individuals who spiritual life was weakened and they fell in sin, that brought sadness and heaviness to our hearts.
建立属灵儿女嘅喜乐，并唔比肉身嘅儿女少。
The joy that comes from building up spiritual children is no less than just having or building up your physical children.
因为喺身体、时间同埋精力限制之下，我哋冇可能不断嘅生儿育女啊。
Because limited by our bodily condition, our time and our energy, there's no way we can keep giving birth to more children physically.
你生到嗰个年纪，你想再生都生唔出嚟噶啦。
So you may have a lot of children, but up to a certain age, there's no way you keep giving birth.
生出嚟，你都冇精力去带佢有时。
Even if you can give birth to a child, you don't have the energy to bring them up.
但建立属灵嘅儿女就冇呢啲数目嘅呢啲嘅量嘅限制。
But in building up spiritual children, it is not limited by this in terms of quantity.
而且属灵嘅赏赐系大。
Besides.The rewards spiritually is much greater.
当我们注意教育和繁衍属灵的下一代的时候，生命就会成长。
As we focus on teaching and giving birth or training up spiritual descendants, our life will grow.
我们自己蒙福，整个教会都会兴旺。
First, we ourselves are blessed, and together as a church, we prosper.
所以128篇呢是重视生就是生育啦养育和教导。
So, Psalm 128 is focused on three things, to give birth, and to nurture, and to educate, to teach.
能够这样呢就是活在一个有福的里面。
If we can do that, we are living in a blessed way.
不知道你不单只是个人蒙福家庭蒙福神的平安就大大的降临在这个教会里面。
In this way, not only are you blessed as an individual, your whole family is blessed, and God's peace will come upon the church greatly.
因神是乐意赐福给敬畏他的人。
Because God is willing to bless those who fear him.
真正敬畏神的人，他的生活一定离不开教会。
A person who truly fears God,his life cannot be separated from the church.
离不开同他们一起追求敬畏神过圣洁生活的人。
It cannot be apart from being with the other brothers and sisters in pursuing God, in fearing God together, and in leading a holy life.
你看看以色列的旧约以色列的历史在列王记。
If you look back on Israel's history, for example, in 1st and 2nd Kings,
那些哪一位君王他信服神国家就昌盛，国力强大。
When the king obeys God, the country will prosper and become powerful.
相反道理亦都系啦，边啲君王佢悖逆神，神就管教佢哋，将佢哋交俾强敌嘅手中。
On the contrary, when the king disobeys God, God will discipline them and deliver them into the hands of powerful enemies.
好，时间关系，我要喺度总结啦。
Because of time, I'll have to summarize now.
敬畏耶和华的人能够得到快乐人生的四个福气。
To sum up, those who fear Yahweh will receive the happy life with the following four blessings.
第一点就是你事业顺利，问心无愧。
The first point, you prosper in all that you do, and you can maintain an upright heart, a clear conscience.
真正幸福的人呢，他靠着神给他们自己的才干，努力工作吃饭，吃得心安理得，问心无愧。
A truly blessed person, a happy person, relies on the gifts and talents that God has given him to work earnestly, get the fruits of his labor, to enjoy, and have the peace of mind with the clear conscience.
第二，佢婚姻美满，家庭和睦。
And second point, he enjoys a happy marriage and a harmonious family.
一个蒙福的人离不开一个幸福美满的家庭。
A blessed life is inseparable from a happy family.
第三點，佢係蒙神賜福，國泰民安。
And the third point, he's blessed by God, and the whole country is peaceful and orderly, and people are safe.
一個敬畏神嘅人，佢嘅敬虔俾神知道。
A person who fears God is known by God.
雅偉神紀念佢，從神嘅教會賜福俾佢。
Yahweh God would remember him and would bless him through the church.
呢個係一個何等大嘅榮耀。
What a great glory it is.
最後第四點係信仰傳承，影響你嘅後代。
And the fourth point is about passing on our faith and spiritual heritage to influence future generations.
愿神祝福佢嘅话语。
May God bless His word.
我哋一同同心祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我哋感谢赞美你。
Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you.
透过今日诗篇一百二十八篇嘅内容。
Through the words in Psalm 128,
你教导我哋，提醒我哋。
You teach us, you remind us.
要做一个敬畏你嘅人，跟从你道路走嘅人。
To be one who fear you, who walk in your ways.
咁样做，我哋就个人能够得到好多嘅福气。
When we do this, individually as a person, we receive abundant blessing from you.
而我哋嘅家庭，我哋嘅教会都一齐系一同嘅蒙福。
But even our family and the whole church would be blessed.
求你又帮助我哋去回应你自己嘅说话。
Help us to respond to your word.
知道有多嘅嘢，好多人以为知道，但系我哋冇能力去做。
A lot of things we know in our head, but we don't have the power to implement.
所以求你又帮助我哋，加添我哋能力同埋智慧。
Father, please help us add to our wisdom and strengthen us.
以致我哋走呢条道路嘅时候，系能够真系不断嘅经历你嘅恩典同埋你嘅帮助。
So that we may keep experiencing your grace and your help as we walk on this path.
让你嘅名，因为我哋自己个人、家庭或者教会得到荣耀高举。
And may your name be exalted because of our family and our church.
求你垂听我哋祷告。
Please hear our prayer.
荣耀你嘅圣名。
And glorify your name.
阿门。
Amen.